Greetings. I want to apologize. I just spent the last 9 minutes broadcasting on Tildy Radio, talking about a non-radio, all sorts of stuff. And since I'm in comm, I was not seeing anything from... Oh, golly. That's embarrassing. Saturday, I'm going to be embarrassed. I wonder if that means that yesterday's show you guys heard, right? Okay. Let's get going. We're going to do the abridged version here. Here.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus.
All right. Let's hurry up. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. All right. We are back to normal speed, and we're just going to do a short version of the show now because we've burned about 12 minutes or so. So, hello. Sorry about that. Let's start off where we always begin.
World news.
With the world news. I'm sure I'm very embarrassed about having started the show on the wrong stream, so I'm sure I'll get some heat from that later. All right. Let's jump on. Let me just go through here, and I will throw you the headlines real quick for our world news. The Kremlin has mocked Navalny over an alleged underwear poison plot. Basically, he believes he was able to get someone on the phone that he tricked, a secret agent. He believed he tricked them into exposing a plot to poison his underwear with the nerve agent or with some kind of poison to kill him. And the Kremlin says that he's insane or has some kind of psychological problem. So it's a big mystery. This is the guy that's been tried to be, has had two assassination attempts using different chemical agents. So it's kind of natural that he's paranoid about that. Also in Turkey, the European Court of Human Rights says they must free Demirtas. He is the former co-leader of Turkey's main Kurdish political party. And that party called the ruling Historic, and Western allies have urged Ankara to act. But Turkey has not implemented or has basically ignored this court in the past, so it is not likely that that's going to happen. But we should keep an eye on it anyway, because Turkey is always pretty exciting as far as watching for the news goes. And coronavirus has reached Antarctica. There are 36 cases that have been reported. The Chilean Army has reported 36 cases at Bernardo O'Higgins Research Station on the Antarctic Peninsula. The 36, 26 of whom are military personnel and 10 maintenance workers, have been evacuated to Chile. The news comes just days after Chile's Navy confirmed 3 cases on a ship. The news means that COVID cases have now been recorded on all 7 continents. So, very scary indeed. And this is another scary part, because this is something I hadn't considered that COVID-19 could lead to. Bedford woman lost hands and feet as COVID led to sepsis. A woman who had her hands and feet amputated after coronavirus led to pneumonia, which then caused sepsis, says she is looking forward to her second life despite the challenges. Caroline Coster, 58, from Bedford, said she was put into a medically induced coma for a month and nearly died twice after catching the virus in March. She is forced to retire from teaching and is adapting to her new life, but is warned of the dangers of people not taking coronavirus seriously. Mrs. Coster said, "My first life was good. My second life is also going to be good. It's going to be different, but it's going to be good." So, very scary indeed. So, keep your feet. Wear a mask. All right. So, what else is going on? Well, a lot, actually. But let's talk about Toronto for a second. Actually, not Toronto particularly, but Karima Baloch, a Pakistani human rights activist, has been found dead. A dissident Pakistani human rights activist living in exile in Canada has been found dead in Toronto after going missing. Karima Balak, 37, was granted asylum in Canada in 2016 after her work as a human rights activist in the troubled Pakistan state of Balochistan had led to her being followed and threatened by the authorities. The first chair of the Balak Student Organization, a political student organization she had been advocating for the rights of those in her region, home to a long-running insurgency movement, and raised the ongoing issue of enforced disappearances. So very wild there. Hey, local box, welcome, and thanks for joining. Sepsis. All right. So yeah, so it's very, very much a mystery. It's a loss to the world that she's gone. Boop. Sorry, it just takes a sec. Like, so my news didn't get sorted the way I normally sort it, and so it's taking me a second to switch stories. So, while we're talking about COVID, people who fail to get a COVID-19 vaccination could be banned from using public transport in France, according to a draft law sparking angry protest from opposition politicians on Tuesday. Prime Minister Jean Castex on Monday got his cabinet's backing for a bill that is designed to provide a legal framework for dealing with health crises, including the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, according to the text, which will now be submitted to Parliament, a negative COVID test or proof of a preventative treatment, including the administration of vaccine, could be required for people to be granted access to transport or to some locations, as well as certain activities. According to opinion polls, 55% of French people say they will not get a COVID shot, one of the highest rates in the European Union. The government's vaccination campaign is going to start on Sunday. President Emmanuel Macron has promised that coronavirus vaccinations, though strongly recommended, will not be mandatory. But opposition politicians condemn the draft law, with Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right RN party, calling it an essentially totalitarian measure. Of course, that far-right party is very, very scary if you want to follow it or look into it at all. It's just, anyway, it's very scary anytime they gain any ground or get any additional power. They're a terrible group, in my opinion. All right, so that's happening in France. In the EU, if you didn't hear, the UK has a new mutated version of the virus that's much more contagious. And the everyone saw this, freaked out, and said, oh no, and shut the borders to the UK. Well, much of the world shut their borders to Britain after, you know, just what I said, with queues of trucks snaking to the horizon in England and supermarket shelves stripped just days before Christmas. Prime Minister Boris Johnson scrambled to get French President Emmanuel Macron to lift a ban on the freight from Britain. Johnson and his advisors said the mutated variant of the virus, which could be up to 70% more transmissible, had been identified because British science were so efficient at genomic surveillance. Britain's been trying for at least 24 hours to hash out a deal with France to allow the Dover-Calais route to open. The European Commission advised that non-essential travel to and from Britain should be discouraged, but said that people heading home should be allowed to do so, provided they undergo a COVID-19 test or quarantine for 10 days. So, it is very questionable, very interesting, not sure what's going to happen in the UK, but as Brexit approaches, ooh boy, it's going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. So that's going on. Since I jumped over late, sorry about that. You missed all the silliness, but it's okay, because we still got time for a song. Why?
Get the news. Get the news.
Because
over
this
with.
Guy
I hear the
is
music.
Always
get the news.
In
get
my
the
head
news over with. I hear
when
the
I'm
music.
Talking the news.
Get the
I'm
news
like,
over
ooh.
With. I want to hear the music.
So here it is. I believe I can fly. But of course, not just I believe I can fly. It's me first in the Gimme Gimmies. And it's a fun rendition, I promise.
I used to think that I could not go on. Life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know. Then I
Listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Aw, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry for the delay. I just gotta say sorry a bunch whenever I screw up. So, we have got just about, I want to say 7 minutes before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe picks up. That is with Tobe. And it happens every single day. Every day. If there's a day that ends in Y and the sun comes up, guess what? There's the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC right here on anonradio.net. Or you can tune in to the IP, which is 205.166.94.122 on port 8000. Mount point is /anonradio. Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom. Aw, yeah. All right. So let's run through some domestic news until we run out of time and the music starts playing. So, boom. First up, as with all institutions in the United States, the military is crumbling. Let's look here. West Point faces worst cheating scandal in decades. Dozens of West Point cadets have cheated in one of the biggest exam scandals to hit the elite U.S. military academy in decades. More than 70 students were accused of breaking West Point's cadet honor code in a math test while studying remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the cadets have admitted cheating on May's exam. Instructors became suspicious when they noticed irregularities while marking the calculus test. 72 of the cadets involved are in their first year, while another is in a second year. 55 who admitted to cheating have been sent on a 6-month rehabilitation program and will be on probation for the rest of their time at West Point. Some cases were dropped for lack of evidence or because the cadets dropped out, while several others face hearings before a board composed of fellow students to determine if they will be penalized or expelled. The cadet honor code, engraved in stone on a memorial at West Point, reads, "A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do." The honor system at West Point is strong and works as designed, Lieutenant General Daryl Williams, the Academy's superintendent, said in a statement to USA Today. So, there we go. Even the military students like to cheat. Okie doke. And what else is going on? Well, in LaGuardia, two people and a dog slid out of a moving plane at the airport. The passengers on a plane about to take off from New York's LaGuardia Airport were stunned when two fellow travelers suddenly opened an emergency exit and slid down to the tarmac, taking their dog with them. The bizarre incident, detailed in the New York Times, resulted in a delay to the flight and the arrest of Antonio Murdoch, 31, and Brianna Greco, 27, on charges including criminal mischief and trespassing. The Times reported that the couple boarded the plane, but then switched seats several times as they became agitated. As Flight 462 began to taxi out of the runway, the man stood up, ignoring a flight attendant's orders to sit, saying that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. The plane then shuddered to a halt. The man had forced open a cabin door, activating an emergency slide, and then he, his female companion, and their dog slid their way out of the plane. The exiting passengers were quickly taken into custody. Authorities said Murdoch was awaiting arraignment while Greco was released to a desk appearance ticket. Their dog, a Great Dane puppy, was given to an animal shelter. Sudden exits from aircraft are not unknown. So, very exciting. Pretty wild. Those slides, the slide itself and the gas and stuff to hook it all up, apparently it's really expensive. It's like thousands of dollars if you deploy one of those slides. So it's definitely not something you do for fun. All right, let's keep on going. This is sad news, because it's sad news to me. NASA apparently killed all 27 monkeys held at a research center on a single day in 2019. Every monkey held by NASA was put to death on a single day last year, documents obtained by The Guardian show, and a move that's enraged animal welfare campaigners. A total of 27 primates were euthanized by administered drugs on February 2nd last year at NASA's Ames Research Center in California's Silicon Valley. The monkeys were aging, and 21 of them had Parkinson's, according to documents released under Freedom of Information laws. The decision to kill off the animals rather than move them to a sanctuary has been condemned. The primates were suffering the ethological deprivations and frustrations inherent in laboratory life. This is from John Gluck, an expert in animal ethics. Gluck added that the monkeys apparently not considered worthy of a chance at sanctuary life, not even a try. A House representative wrote to Jim Bernstein, NASA's administrator, to demand an explanation. So, basically, they were housed at Ames in a joint care arrangement between NASA and LifeSource Biomedical, a drug research entity which leases space at the center. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. But, I mean, in a world with animal testing, there's a lot of animal euthanasia that goes on. You know, that sunscreen that you buy, or the food you eat, all that stuff, yeah, they feed it to an animal that they later killed. So, you know, it sucks, but it's kind of how that goes. And don't worry, even if you're a baby, you can't escape the horrors we've wrought on the planet. Here's some more sad news, the last story we'll probably get to. Whichever state you are in, there could be, in the U.S. anyway, from Alaska to Florida, whichever state you're in, there could be harmful PFAS chemicals in water near you. Tom Kennedy learned about the long-term contamination of his family's drinking water about 2 months ago, after he was told that his breast cancer had metastasized to his brain and was terminal. The troubles tainting his tap, per and polyfluoral alkyl substances, PFAS, which is Papa Foxtrot Alpha Sierra, a broad category of chemicals invented in the mid-1900s to add desirable properties such as stain-proofing and anti-sticking to shoes, cookware, and other everyday objects. Manufacturers in Fayetteville, North Carolina, had been discharging them into the Cape Fear River, a regional drinking water source, for decades. I was furious, says Kennedy, who lives in nearby Wilmington. I made the connection pretty quickly that PFAS likely contributed to my condition, although it's nothing that I can improve. The double whammy of bad news came more than three years ago. Kennedy, who has outlived his prognosis, is now an active advocate for stiffer regulation of PFAS. PFAS is ever, he said. It's really hard to get any change. Indeed, various forms are still in use in a spectrum of industrial and consumer products. For the same reason the chemicals are prized by manufacturers, it also persists in the soil, the water, and our bodies. So, yeah, it's pretty wild. Welcome, Bob Jonkman. And thanks a lot for any new listeners we got, new people coming on. Local Box, howdy, howdy.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Oh yeah, Dubious Goals Committee coming up in 5 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, bye.
7, 6.